Hey everyone, I'm Angela, an intuitive and emotional mastery mentor for purpose-driven high achievers to master your emotions and trust the power of your intuition so that you can create and have the resilience and unwavering confidence to become an impactful influencer to create and leave a lasting legacy. Welcome to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. I'm Angela Blaha, your host. Thank you for joining me today. All right, our topic today is surrounding yourself and making yourself powerful with the things that bring you positive karma. So when you surround yourself with what makes you feel so stinking good, you attract more of it. It's really the natural laws of nature. It's the law of attraction, law of karma, law, you know, the natural laws. But we don't do it very often, unfortunately, because we believe that, you know, like things that are like karma or law of attraction kinds of things that we, especially particularly karma, like we see that as a negative. But if we actually used karma to attract the positive things that we want in our life, wouldn't life be so much simpler? What happens when we surround ourselves with everything that we love, dream of, and desire? Well, it creates a harmony. You become very harmonious with those things. And when you are in harmony with people, places, things, experiences, wealth, health, like all the things, you live from this place, your life is filled with thriving. It's filled with beauty. It's filled with magic. It's filled with numinous experiences, those awe and inspiring experiences that we yearn for. And things come to you just naturally. Like it's just a natural space. There's no suffering in that space. There's no striving. There's no work. There's like it's just everything is very simple and very effortless, which is, by the way, our natural state. You see, we are not used to pleasures in life. In fact, some would say that pleasure is evil. Well, that we have to suffer, that we have to suffer to know, I don't know, God, universe, whatever words you want to call it. But I'm calling that's BS, because it literally is a lie. We are meant to thrive. Having this human experience is you living a soulful life and leaving your legacy. Like that's really what humanity is meant to do. And we are at a crossroads. We're at the Y in the road, and you can all, every single one of you know it and feel it, that we are at this place in our evolution where we have to decide how the human race will evolve or not evolve. I mean, we can feel it deep inside. We know intuitively that we are at this space in our evolution. This space that we are in now, it's tricky, right? Like it is tricky because we just don't know what's real. We don't know who to believe. We don't know who to follow. You know, what not to believe, like we just don't know right now. So trusting your intuition is becoming more and more and more important. It's one of the 2024 predictions that I did at the beginning of the year was you have to learn to trust your intuition. Because it's becoming so important that trusting those intuitive nudges will let you live or let you die. I mean, we're coming to that space. There is no healing of the world until each one of us heals ourselves, especially when it comes to beliefs, the things that we value, following our intuition and trusting it, understanding our emotions, and living a life that we truly desire. Then does the world heal? So if you are not working on your own thriving every single day, then you are not working on healing. There's no more saving someone or saving the world. Like, that's not going to come to pass. Every single day, I ask, what's my next step? What are the possibilities for today? What can I create that will bring me closer to harmony with the universe, with creator, my soul, the natural world? How can I be better? What do I really value? Because values can change every single day if you allow them. Sometimes multiple, I ask these things multiple times a day because I know that I am here to heal myself and to move into creation abilities. And when I do this daily, my intention is that someone else sees it or feels it or wants it. This is how we heal the world. Every day, I surround myself with beauty, powerful thoughts, emotionally powerful people, creating amazing experiences, and I work through any triggers that appear. This is how we become very impactful influencers, by surrounding ourselves with what we want, dream, and desire. When you do that, you become powerful. When you're powerful, you heal yourself, ultimately allowing the world to heal. So, what will you do today that makes you powerful? Until next time, thank you so much for joining me here on the Impactful Influencer. Have a great day.